Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed. People lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
As the Oklahoma Education Association's teacher strike continues into its second week, we're feeling some of the impact in several different ways in agriculture. The Oklahoma 4-H at the Capitol Day canceled last week. The Oklahoma Ag Day celebration planned for tomorrow has been postponed now to the 9th of May, and it means that there will be no Ag in the Classroom statewide celebration tomorrow. Instead, the young people that earned awards that were their top winners in this contest of about 4,900 entries made across the state. Those young people will be honored by Ag in the Classroom staffers at their local school sometime here between now and the end of the school year. Still to be determined today by leadership of a couple of groups. The Wheat Day celebration probably will be canceled. It'll be determined whether or not it will go on or not on Wednesday of this week today. And Conservation Day, to be celebrated on Thursday of this week, may or may not happen as well. We'll have details on that probably later on today as well. Have the opportunity to catch up with Dean Tom Kuhn of the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Oklahoma State University over the weekend. The dean is smiling over a quick hire that's been made by OSU in regards to a new statewide cotton specialist, Dr. Seth Bird, coming over from Lubbock and Texas A&M.
You know, universities normally aren't known for acting quickly, unless maybe it's a football coach or something like that. But by golly, we got a cotton specialist in pretty fast fashion. So we're really pleased. Dr. Seth Bird is going to join us. Actually, he starts at the end of this month. He's been at Texas A&M. He's actually with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension out at Lubbock. And we've lured him away from there. He'll be working with us, and he's going to be located in Stillwater, but he'll still really provide a lot of leadership for the program at our Altus and Tipton stations. But, of course, one of the things that we're seeing with the expansion of cotton across the state is we really need to be doing work in a lot more locations than just southwestern Oklahoma.
And Dean Kuhn says that with USDA projecting close to 700,000 acres expected to be planted this year to cotton in the state of Oklahoma, the need for a cotton specialist demanded that they move quickly. He's very glad that everybody cooperated within the university system to allow him to do just exactly that. Lots of worries in farm country over all the tariff talk by President Donald Trump. He says he knows that's happening, and he adds that steps are being taken to address that reality. The president says he's directed Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to use his broad authority to implement a plan to protect our farmers and ag interest. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus fall-bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 14th.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.